Hello and welcome back to The Growing Revolution. I'm Eric with Smart Pot Fabric Planters. And this week, our guest is Kayla, who goes by Prosperous Living on Instagram. She's a passionate gardener from Florida, and she's been on our Smart Pot influencer team for a little while now. So we wanted to get her on the podcast. Kayla, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm Kayla. I'm from the west coast of Central Florida in zone 9B. I'm a stay-at-home mom with my husband of 14 years and our five kids.
What were you doing, I guess, prior to starting this Prosperous Living account? Were you kind of doing the same thing, but just not recording it?
I wasn't. I actually just started a few years ago, and I found a gardening community on Instagram, and I got really inspired. A lot of great people on there sharing how they do things. So I just hopped in and wanted to share how I do things.
Nice, nice. So who are some of the people that you follow on Instagram then?
Oh, there's so many people that I follow from all over, from Australia. They have some similar growing conditions. So I in California, and I also follow some people here in Florida.
Nice, nice. So how are you growing in ground containers, raised beds, all of the above?
Yeah, I garden all the ways. I like to experiment in all the different in ground, in pots, in the raised beds, indoors.
How is your native soil there where you're at?
It's sandy. I like to amend it with some compost. I actually have planted in the sand too when I first started. And I just kind of amend on top of it. We also have chickens, so I feel that they help to fertilize our soil also.
Yeah, definitely. They're just running wild in the yard there.
Yeah, they do free range.
Nice, nice. So that's cool that you've tried planting directly into the sandy soil. Some crops do really well in sandy soil. So what plants are doing best for you where you're at?
Yeah. Right now, Roselle does really good here. Basically tropical plants, native plants. A lot of plants that have been raised or grown from here, like Everglade tomato, they've been working pretty good for me. I've had kind of a harder time with bigger tomatoes, so I kind of grow smaller ones at the moment, but that's why I do like to grow in the pots, because you can really control the soil. And so I'm looking forward to growing some bigger ones this year.
Yeah. So that was kind of my next question. What plants do you struggle with, if any? So I've had issues with larger tomatoes, and I'm in Pensacola, so we're maybe having some of the same struggles. Are there any other plants that you've tried to grow and don't do super well where you're at?
Yes, and honestly, it was really some basic plants, like ones that you're not supposed to be able to kill, like elephant ears. I've had a pretty hard time growing that. I actually have one growing right now that's doing okay, so I'm hoping. Roses have also been a little bit of a struggle, but I also have that one doing a little better this year. So I just keep on growing them anyway. I've killed a lot, but I just keep planting them, and I try again. I maybe try in a different spot, but I just keep on planting them.
Yeah, don't get discouraged. Try again, right? So you've been growing in Smart Pot containers for a little while now. What are your thoughts on how they're working for you?
Yeah, I really appreciate their convenience. I really like to move my garden around and see what works where. So I really love that how they can just be brought anywhere that you want. And then I can bring them in the house, bring them out. I really love all the different colors that you guys have. And I really like the quality, honestly.
Yeah. Made in America with pride for 40 years now. This month, I believe, is our anniversary. So you've got some really good content, mostly videos. Where do you get the inspiration for what you're putting up?
I really just get the inspiration from trying to motivate other people just to start where you can, do what you can, and really just don't be scared to fail and try again. So I just put myself out there in hopes that other people will get comfortable and do the same.
Yeah, your content doesn't seem like overly produced. It seems more genuine than a lot of the stuff I see out there. Do you get your kids involved in gardening or anything else, involving the Prosperous Living account?
I do. My kids have learned all this with me. We started this just a couple years ago and they love it. My first thing my son has built has been a gardening bed. So they move dirt for me, they plant seeds, they love to harvest. So they definitely love to be in the garden.
Yeah, I've been told like when you get your kids involved in gardening, like don't really criticize them for doing stuff wrong, because it's like then that might
Oh yeah.
kill that drive, to try new things.
Exactly.
Awesome. Have you dealt with hurricanes where you're at, and how has that affected your garden?
You know, honestly, I think I live like right, I really live right off the coast, so you would think it would be a little bit more severe, but really I've haven't had any problems. The worst thing that I've had happen was this right here, the canopy blew off and it smashed into one of my beds, but other than that, we really haven't had anything of concern.
Yeah, I think the last two Florida hurricanes kind of went south of you and then went north of you, right?
Yeah, we live away from the Homosassa town, so they seem to get it a lot worse than we actually get it. So I guess I'm just blessed to live where we live because we haven't really seen it too bad.
Yeah. Homosassa, that area, for anyone who's not familiar, has a lot of cool state parks and springs and just lots of cool places to go to north of Tampa. So, forget about Busch Gardens and all that. Go check out those state parks.
Definitely.
So what do you like to do when you're not gardening and doing your thing?
So I really like to invest in myself and in my kids. We do jujitsu for the kids. I like to work out. I'm really passionate about really eating healthy and just growing basically all around.
Growing mentally and physically. Can't beat
Yes.
that. Kayla, where can people find you online? I know you're on Instagram. Are you on anything else?
I am. I'm basically on every platform: TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm not too active on YouTube, but I am there. So you can find me at Prosperous Living all across.
Nice, nice. Well, thank you so much for your time, Kayla, and thank you for being on our influencer team. You've put out a lot of cool content featuring our products, so we wanted to thank you for that, and thank you for joining me on the podcast.
Yes, thank you. And I also appreciate you and for your company and all the material that you guys have provided for my garden. I love it.
Awesome. It's a good symbiotic relationship, so thank you very much.
Yes, see, I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.